Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to My Little Pony Talk. It is Friday, October 16th. I am your host, Pandora Rose, and this is my co-host,
Bill Alleycat,
who's
just happy to be on the phone. I went to call in like a minute before showtime and my phone wasn't working, so I'm running up and down the stairs to find all the phones and make sure that they're all like hung up so I can get a line. And, like, last second, I'm like, okay, where's my cell phone? And then I'm running around to the cell phone. So here I am with, like, 5 seconds to spare.
That's about it because I am in you going, showtime. You know, like, Danger Will Robinson, hello.
That was rather exciting. Got my exercise in for the day. Up and down a few flights of steps a few times to do it.
Oh, there you go. Actually, that would be the full extent of my exercise for 3 days, okay? So, wow, you tired me out.
And now my other phone is working fine, and I still can't figure out why. Kind of doing a show here. What is it? No, I'm not getting pony snacks yet. It is not pony snack time. I will let you know when pony snack time is, but you shouldn't have interrupted me 30 seconds into the show talking about pony snacks. You want to do the show? Because you talk to me every single week. Like, I know you want to be part of the show. So why don't you just get on the phone and be like a co-host? Okay, I'm back.
Okay.
I would put you guys on, you know, mute or something, but this is much more important.
Alrighty then. My dog really does not like his muzzle.
Who? Oh, the child? Did you say the child?
No, our dog, we bought him a muzzle because he's all of a sudden developed. Hmm?
Let me see if I got this straight. I'm talking to my child, who likes to interrupt, and then you say the dog does not like its muzzle. What am I supposed to think here?
I don't know.
I was like, where did that come from?
Because I was taking off the dog's muzzle, and I hadn't even gotten to the collar part, and he slipped right out of it and ran right up the stairs, kind of like, that's it, I'm free, I'm gone, goodbye.
Truly shocking. Dog doesn't like muzzle. Next thing you know, you're going to tell me horses don't like bits in their mouth.
Well, you know, it's just not being outside and bark just because, oh my God, a leaf moved.
So, hey, what are we not going to talk about tonight?
No, there is nothing that we're not going to talk about tonight.
Okay, that one went right over your head. You know, that was kind of referring to, like, how last week we, like, got around to actually talking about, like, the pony playsets when we had, like, what, 40 minutes left in the show? So I was just trying to, like, lead into, okay, what are we supposed to talk about this week? So I was saying, what are we not going to talk about this week?
Right. We will be continuing our talk about playsets.
Yay. Not. I'm just not a playset enthusiast. I've had every playset at one time or another, with the exception of, I think, maybe the Purple Castle. And, you know, I don't know what happened. Maybe I'm just bitter because I sold them all except for, like, one, two. I have a few. I have, like, three or four of them still, but I don't know. They just don't do it for me like ponies, although they are pony-related. Although some playsets are really cute. So maybe I'll just take that back. I'm just not enthusiastic for some reason. I don't know. I have no excuse. How about you? How do you feel about playsets?
Oh, my God, I love them. I want them all.
You need a whole house for them. I used to have a wonderful, my other pony room was so much bigger. It was like twice the size of my current pony room. And I could have like all those play sets. And I think that's when I moved is when I wound up selling a bunch of them because there just was no place to put them. There's so many of them. You seriously need like a room unto a room just for the play sets. I can imagine what the little kids did. I mean, holy crud. Mommy, 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 new place, oh my gosh. And they're looking at it going, where the heck are we going to put that thing?
This thing is not going to fit in the toy box. Mommy, 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 lucky, lucky.
I think of all the play sets, I can only think of like, no, that's still big. Never mind. There's like one pony play set I can think of offhand that was almost a space saver, you know, but even that one's pushing it.
Oh, yes.
So,
I have to know.
What else has happened this week?
Did you have any pony luck?
No, boy, wait till I get a hold of that Jean.
Well,
lied to me. Said I was going to get it. Although I did get a second chance offer, but then I was mad because my bid got pushed up by some new bidder who had like 3 feet back and just kept pumping up my price. So like when I got the second chance offer, you know, for like my highest bid, I was like, oh, well, forget you. Because if that other noob hadn't come along, I would have gotten it for your list price. So I was too mad and I just didn't get it.
Well, see, you had to go for it. That's what she always
said. Well, it wasn't
said.
That important. I mean, I really was almost glad. I was like, it wasn't a huge high bid, but it wasn't something like I absolutely had to have. I'm like, you know what? If I'm going to spend $15 or so, I'm going to get something better than this anyway. Forget it.
Well, see, I did pretty good. I only got 3 items this week.
Well, thank God one of us is still buying stuff. I keep getting refunds because I keep getting disappointed. I keep getting, like, these so-called mint ponies in the mail that, like, have cancer or have schmooze or have a haircut or something. And I'm going, hello, you said this, it didn't have this specifically. And so I keep getting refunds and then ponies at the same time. It's kind of weird. I think I'd rather be in your position, though, getting stuff I actually want.
Well, you know, it just like it was only 3, but, you know, 2 of them were 2 that I have been looking to try and nab forever and a day.
Oh, yeah?
I finally have one of the collector mentees.
The collector mentees?
The
Are we talking about
minties.
From the G1 concave hoof minties?
No. Flatfoot.
The flatfoot minties, so the very first minties.
Yes.
And do you sit there and stand her up and watch her fall over and push her back up and watch her fall over and push her back up? I love that.
None of mine fall over, so.
Well, you know what it is like, it's if, like, your house has, like, any... like, even, like, a half of a degree of an incline. I mean, the pony's got to be, like, on perfectly level ground or in their favor, or they're just so top-heavy. They really do. Like, you blow on them, they'll tip over. But you can get them to stand without tipping. Usually, it's just they're tippy.
Yeah, okay. They've had one too many drinks.
yeah, definitely. I think that's definitely why they went to the concave hoof mold. That next year. That was a very smart thing for them. But yes, still, you know what? I'm telling you, there's something very, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't want to say charming, but something just very special about them anyway.
Yes, they are cute and they're adorable.
Did you get
also,
a good one?
I don't know
so
yet.
You got Mandy, but, oh, you don't know, like, in person what condition she's in?
No. But I did get her for a pretty nice price, only $6.50.
Oh, that's not bad. Not bad. I think as long as you weren't paying, you know, but a couple bucks for shipping, yeah, I think $10 or under is good.
That's about it.
So what's she got?
I got one of the magic ponies, you know, the one where you put some heat on the symbol and it changes.
Yep, which one do you have?
I'm getting magic hats.
Magic hat?
Magic hat.
Yeah. That's cool. I like the magic message ponies, but again, me and my persnicketiness, I have to have them absolutely mint. So I only have three right now because, well, you know, finding a mint one of those suckers is kind of rough.
Oh, yes, definitely. It is definitely hard. But the next item that I got, I finally have finished the sitting ponies.
All two of them? Or are you going to tell me you got Lady Bird?
Who's Lady Bird?
Oh, my God. Lady Bird? You don't know who Lady Bird? Tell me you're kidding me.
I'm not kidding you.
It's like probably like the holy grail of pony collecting. It's a sitting pony, you know, ladybug symbol, maiden grease, came in a giant Easter egg.
Well, see, I haven't moved on to collecting internationals yet.
Yeah, but I'm just saying the word, you should have known. She's infamous. Seriously.
I don't know anything about internationals.
Like, it doesn't matter. You don't have to know. It's Lady Bird. She is her own entity unto herself. Gosh, I'm so disappointed in you. Unbelievable. And I guess then, obviously, you're not going to know about the Argentinian sitting one either, right? That's the other thing. You're going to tell me you don't know about that one, right? So you lied to me, is what you're saying. You're telling me you completed the sitting pony set, but you didn't. In fact, you just got two. Is this what you're telling me?
Okay, I completed the U.S. sitting ponies. How's that one?
That's much more accurate. Thank you. Well, that's very cool because I like the sitting ponies. They're cute.
Yes, I did have seashell. I'm sorry. Is it seashell? Let me see. It was sitting ponies. Come on. I had seashell. I am now getting bubbles.
Bubbles?
Oh, bubbles.
Kit Kat Vintage made a plushie bubbles. She makes her own plushies with these beanie feet, you know, beans in the feet and yarn hair, and they're button eyes. They're super, super cute. Gosh, they're so cute. And she had a bubbles that she made, and somebody else had bought it, or else I would have gotten it. But it was really cute, and bubbles is just particularly cute.
Oh, yes. Bubbles is such a little cutie patootie.
So, Kit Kat, that was your free publicity press. If you need, you know, beautiful, wonderful, lovable, huggable, handmade plushy ponies, Kit Kat Vintage is your gal. You will not be disappointed. Moving on.
Yeah, so I'm happy. I'm going to be getting three, so...
Three. So, yeah, we got the Minty, we got the Magic Message, and we got Bubbles. That's a good week for you.
Oh, yeah.
And you're staying within your pony budget?
Oh, wait. Hold on. No, wait. I got more than that. Hold on. I'm sorry. That was just from eBay.
Oh. See, maybe that's what my strategy is going wrong. Maybe I should just forget about eBay and... go back to the good old-fashioned boards where it all started.
There you go. Hold on. Let me go find my bags. I went pony shopping the other day. I went off.
You mean like at the store?
Yes.
Okay.
I went to Target in search of dear. I think I put the bags in the basement already.
Okay, mm-hmm. Here I am. Da-di-da-di-da-di-da.
Yeah.
I can't even remember what I was going to do.
Oh, yeah, there we are.
There we are. Okay. I mean, there's only so many things you could have gotten, but sure. What'd you get? Tell me what you got.
Mom is always helpful in finding the bags of ponies. Or my stuff. Okay, here we go. Let me see. I, of course, got my tube of Halloween Ponyville.
Yay.
Which is cute in person. And this kind of stinks that we don't have a big Halloween pony this year.
Yeah, it didn't occur to me. Are we sure we're just not getting one this year, huh? Like, not even with their new little, you know, G3.5 mold out. They're not gonna do it, huh?
Nope. Hmm. There was not one Halloween pony. Not at all. But
wow,
what a
shame.
Let's
yeah, we're moving into a whole other generation, which I'm guessing we'll do. Not for a while yet. Shoot, we still got to go through the rest of this stuff, and then the internationals, and then the G2s, and we might get to G3s, I don't know, next year or two.
Let's see, what else did I get? I got the Target-only exclusive Pinkie Pie and Rainbow Dash, in which...
Is that the Twice as Fancy ones?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like them. They're cute.
They are cute, even with their big heads.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a fan of the 3.5s, but, you know, a couple of the designs are kind of cute.
Yeah.
So I have a few of my representatives. I'm not going to go getting them all or anything like that, just a few.
Well, I've got mine. Let's see, what else did I get? I finally got a Star Song of this set, but it's not the same as my Sweetie Belle. This one is the Sparkly Pony.
I saw those today. As a matter of fact, I was at Toys R Us. I said, oh, look, glittery names. Okay.
Yes. And it comes with an activity book. They have her name right across there. And I not only bought her, but I also bought Cherry Lee in this version. And the only reason why I am buying Cherry Lee is because I love her hair.
And which one is this?
This is the one with the pigtails.
No, I know which one it is, but you're talking about the long hair, whatever?
No, not yet. I'm talking about the sparkly one.
Okay, just want to make sure. You're talking about the one with the sparkly name.
Yes, but I did find the Cherry Lee with the super long hair and interchangeable head hair.
You sound happy.
I am happy. I can change her pigtails.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. Something just doesn't seem right. It seems to me that you are going over your pony allowance.
I kind of did this week.
I'm doing the math, and I'm going, no, not happening. Better put in some extra time. Get that OT in there. Got a habit to support.
Well, no, I should be getting a new job before the end of the year. Trust me, oh, yeah, I will have plenty of money to support my habits.
How about supporting mine? I mean, gosh, if you're going to be rolling, send some of the love this way.
Oh, plus the pony genie also gave me good luck.
You know what? You have a monopoly on the pony genie, which is just really not cool.
Don't ask me how I did this.
I mean, I know her in person, okay? I've gotten to, like, actually share, like, the same air with Pony Genie. I should be getting some Pony Genie luck. You, however, on the other side of who knows where from where she is, are getting all the pony luck. There's something, I mean, is that like to balance out the fact that I am actually so fortunate enough to get to see her every year that is my pony genie luck? So I get to actually breathe the same air as pony genie?
Maybe. I don't know.
And probably negates everything else.
Well, probably won't have to. But the luck for this actually happens to involve the big MLP Arena holiday swap.
That started already?
Oh, yes. Last year, I was not able to get into it because I did not quite have enough references. I had sent in an application, and I never got a thing back saying, okay, who are your references? So I figured, okay, I got knocked out in the first round. When all of a sudden I'm getting on Monday, congratulations, you are a part of the holiday swap. Please send us
your
address.
Which one is this for? Is this for the TP or for the arena? I lost track.
Arena.
I'm kind of like frou-frou-y today or something. I don't know what my deal is.
It's the arena.
Okay.
So I got the big, welcome to the holiday swap. Please get in your wish list now.
Fun.
So
maybe I should do one of those.
They're fun.
They are fun, but I don't know if I'm feeling that brave. And it's for one, it's because I know how damn picky I am. I mean, darn picky I am. Sorry, kids. I know. You know, I just feel that, you know, I'm a little bit picky. And I, you know, in return, I would send out these fantastic boxes, and I might get something that I just have had bad luck, unfortunately, with swap.
I'm sorry.
Now, if I had some good experiences, I might be feeling a little bit more daring. But, you know what it is? I see a trend. I don't have that kind of pony luck. I think my pony luck dried up a few years ago. About 2 or 3 years ago, I'd say. About the time that I bought this house, actually.
Maybe you need the pony genie to come over and rub your house.
Yeah, you know, actually, I think I do. I need some serious intervention here. We need pony intervention.
Yes.
Either that, or maybe I just became really frugal after I bought the house. That could be it too.
That might be it. But you know, swaps are they might not end up being really inexpensive, especially if you're like me and you're buying only a week.
No, you messed with it. I'm sorry, child playing with fire.
Oh, jeez. Not good. But if you're like me, you're buying a pony like every 2 weeks, and by the time you actually have to wrap everything up, you look and it's like, dear God, I got a pony army here. How much did I spend again?
Swap, you mean?
Swap.
You're talking about when you're doing the swap box or whatever, and you're getting everything all together? And.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, maybe I'll look into it. Maybe I'll bite the bullet and take a dive this year.
Yeah. Well, the unofficial swap is they're still open. You just need to get your wish list together and send it on in.
I have one.
Well, then get it together and send in your application.
I will consider it.
Well, you'd better consider very quickly because they're ending their, I do believe they're stopping their acceptances tonight.
Really? I don't like that kind of pressure. Don't put me under pressure like that. That's not cool. You know what? I think somebody is really getting impatient. You are not allowed to partake all by yourself. I don't think so. Give the package to me. No, you had one of them already. Give me the package. Hand over the pony snack. Ponies, it's 9:24. It is not near pony time yet for pony snacking.
Seriously. Have a bowl of cereal if you're hungry. No, you may not have the blueberry either. Put it back.
Why can't she have blueberry?
I don't know. Those are like old as dirt. I don't know if we should eat those.
Oh dear.
How long are dried cherries good for?
Look at the package.
Yeah, but like, does that count like the time that you've opened them?
Actually, once they're opened, yeah, up until that date, they're good.
Really? So I've got like new clear cherries is what you're telling me.
Hmm?
These things are good until February of 2010, and they've probably been sitting in there for like 3 months now. Open.
They're so good.
Wow. All right, fine. Have the pony snack. See if I care. So hard to concentrate when people are raiding your pony snack box. Oh, I don't think you did. I think you're giving me some of those greens for letting you have them early. One green. Give me a green. Green. You liar. You opened more than one package. Did you open more than one package? They are not stale.
Pony snacks never go stale.
I know. I don't even know where the bag went that I had. It's gone. She's tricking me. I'm going to hide the box. That's what I'm going to have to do. Seriously.
There you go.
She's making it very hard, you know. Made it really hard for me not to eat the pony snacks. I'm not going to hide it as long as you don't do anything until next week with them.
You have to admit, the show is never boring.
No, and things really heat up. I mean, she'll like, be quiet and not talk to me for hours, and that's like, I get on the pony show, and she's, like, torturing me. I think that's why, actually. I think it's just her way of getting attention, but she's doing it, like, on a, well, not voyeuristic, what's the other, exhibitionist kind of way.
Yes. So, should we take a trip?
To the pony room?
To the pony room.
Okay, hit it. Nice timing. All right, all together now. The pony room.
Oh,
how I miss thee. It's been like a day since I've been in the pony room. Seriously, withdrawal. You know, I'm looking at my Ponyville advent calendar. I'm so tempted to open it. It's from last year. Even though I know what's in it, it's just like I want to open the little windows. But I'm not going to. Unless I find one on clearance for like $3 and I'll rip it open.
Yeah, and I still have mine all boxed up, so.
You know, talking about boxed up, it is just like such the classic collector mistake I see happening right now. Is all those things that we all thought were going to be worth so much money, like when G3s first came back out, and the first mail orders came out, and we like all got like a bazillion of them because we're like, you need to have extras mint in package because you know they're going to be worth a gazillion dollars. And like, you're lucky if you can sell them for $5 mint in package right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering if we did not make an error of judgment there.
Oh, come on. I've been hearing, let me see if I can find it in my book really quick. Here it is. I think it was Dazzle Surprise.
What about her?
She went for a real, real extremely cheap price.
What, like 99 cents or something? Barely covered eBay fees?
I think so.
Yeah, well.
One person was like, I'm so surprised. Is she just not wanted?
And it's just that like, all of us bought a million of them.
Yes, well, someone send me a Dazzle surprise. I'd like one.
See, I don't know. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's also, like, the age group just isn't as aware yet.
Maybe.
You know, the parents that are just now maybe getting into buying them for the kids, you know, they're coming in late. So they're not even aware of mail orders. And maybe that's why.
Right.
Maybe that's affecting things. Huh.
Because definitely, that would actually round out my mail orders because I've got the other two and she's the only one I don't have.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. You still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah,
are
I'm
you
not
dropping
used to
me?
Using, no, I hit the button with my hand. I'm not used to being on my cell phone for the show. It's a very unnatural feel.
Now that
we're in the pony room, are we going to talk about the actual ponies we're supposed to talk about? Well, we're not supposed to be talking about ponies. Are we going to talk about the pony topics we're supposed to talk about? Because you know all those people are out there with bated breath going, please talk about the playsets.
Yes, we are going to continue our talk about the playsets. And we're actually moving on to the very first one that was very, very oriented towards one set of ponies.
Baby ponies?
That's it.
We're at the nursery? Are we at the nursery?
No, baby buggy.
Baby buggy. Ah, I guess, I got to call that a playset, huh?
Yes, it's a
You tricked
buggy.
Me. Because I can't even remember what we talked about last week. I'm drawing a complete blank. I had a big test and a midterm and all this other stuff going on this week. Last week is like 10 years ago, so I can't even tell you what we talked about.
Should I go over what we talked about last week?
Just like in like a sentence or less. Just tell me which playsets we talked about so I don't make an idiot of myself.
Okay, last week we went over the Pretty Parlor, the Show Stable, the Waterfall, and the Dream Castle.
That's it? Okay, good. I'm good. So now we're talking about the baby carriage, the baby buggy, rather. The baby buggy. So, you know, this brings up another little point. Are we going to go ahead and rather than doing this necessarily perfectly chronologically, like we're about to talk about the baby buggy, will we then also talk about the other baby buggy rather than waiting till we get to that year again? Or can we just like, you know, just like when we talk about a variant or something, can we just talk about it at the same time?
We can do that, but let's talk about the original baby buggy first.
Okay.
There were two variations to the pony that came with this. You had Baby Cuddles, and you had Baby Cuddles with normal eyes, and Baby Cuddles with...
I just know there's one with freckles and one without.
No.
Is there something else I don't know about? Come on. I thought that the... With the playsets ones with one had freckles and one didn't. I thought that was the big deal.
No.
Okay, well then
baby
enlighten me.
Came with no Betty Bye eyes and with Betty Bye eyes.
That. Okay. You see, I blocked that out of my mind because the Betty Bye eyes, they freak me out.
The zombie eyes.
Yeah. You know, I liked them for about a week when I went and like got them all. And then, like, the army of zombies just freaked me out, and I think I sold them the next week. I was just like, okay, then they did that, they're gone. And so yeah, you know, see, that's what happens. Repress my memory.
Sorry.
You sure there's not one with and without freckles? Come on.
Hold on. Nope.
I must be thinking of the other one then. That comes with another plate that we'll be talking about.
No, none of them came with that.
All right, I'm looking it up because now I know you're tripping.
I am not tripping.
Okay, we're about to find out. You just go on. You talk about that playset. I'm going to go down to my merry little computer and see what the heck I'm thinking of.
Okay. Anyway, the baby buggy is basically a big baby buggy for the baby pony, and it actually the pony was large enough for the baby to be in there. And for an adult pony to push it. And
that was really cute.
Yeah, and the bar could lock, according to Summer's book, the bar could lock on to one of two height positions to accommodate all body types.
You know, I remember when I first found out that handle was designed that way. I mean, you want to just talk about, like, the light of realization. I mean, just like that moment of like, aha, whoa. It was like very cool. Like, that is so awesome. It's like, unlike, you know, some other things that were just made for the ponies that did not work with their body types or were obviously made for Barbie and not pony, this was specifically made for pony. I thought it was very cool.
Yes.
Baby buggy,
like
handle, adjust so mommy can push.
And it came with the buggy actually had a pink umbrella, and it actually had lace for the buggy and the umbrella that just went right around it. It was made with elastic, which unfortunately, as everyone knows, elastic eventually stretches out.
And that is the story of elastic in any of the G1 products.
Yes. So then you had a lavender teddy bear brush, a bottle with lavender trim, a purple rattle with white top. Are you seeing a purple theme here?
I think so.
Yes, I am. A pink flowered pillow, a pink flowered blanket, of course the traditional hair ribbon, a white diaper, a pink bonnet with white polka dots, and the puffy sticker, in which I've got the buggy, I've got the lace for the buggy, I've got the pillow, I've got the blanket, and I've got the bonnet. I don't understand how you get this bonnet on to make it look like a bonnet.
Good luck with that. It's a lot of adjustment.
It looks more like a bib.
Well, you top of the head like a fan, and you tie underneath, and voila! From the front, looks like a bonnet.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
It works.
But yeah, I think it's a cute little set. And when I got this thing, trust me, I put everything together just to look at it and say, and then I took it like apart.
Okay, I found my baby that came with and without freckles. I'm good now.
Which one was it?
It's from another place that we're going to talk about. Came in three varieties. The regular, the Betty Bye, and the non-freckled variety.
Okay. Well,
what, do you want to know which pony this is? Do you really want to know? I thought you were still talking about the playset. The buggy. Are we done talking about the buggy?
We're done talking about the buggy.
Well then, let's move on to the baby playset.
You want to skip the next playset?
What is the next playset?
It's Megan's Place.
Well, let's skip it. No, I'm kidding. It's essentially the show table, but now it says Megan's Place. It's different colors. Voila, we've talked about it. Can we go on? No.
Oh, come on. I mean, this one's quite adorable. Yes, it is. It is the show stable with everything in different colors. And Brandy has actually come back and is different. He is now Snowball, a white dog with pink accents.
You know, of all the stuff, I just want Snowball.
I know. I want Snowball too. I think this is the only animal I don't have is Snowball.
Yeah, I don't have them either. Thanks for pointing that out for me. I feel much better now.
Well, neither of us have them.
Yay, we can share.
There you go. And if you actually, because Summer's book actually has her pictures of the show stable and Megan's place, she has the box with it. The show stable only shows the ponies, but Megan's place has a little girl playing with Megan and Sundancer.
Just Sundance.
Sundance. Thank you.
Where is it? Sundance. Yeah, Sundance. Oh, you got me. You had me thinking there for a minute. I will say, you can't have too much pink. I do like the color combination of Megan's Place better than the show stable. I have the show stable, love the show stable, but I've got to admit, the color combination is just so much more pony. Come on.
And this one, I'm going to actually quote this from her book. This set was available exclusively at Sears stores between 1985 to 1986. This set is one of the most difficult sets to find complete. And Snowball alone is valued at $15 to $20.
That's not so bad. I thought it was going to be worse.
But the...
Are you old enough to actually remember when Sears sold toys?
Yes.
They had, like, their whole Sears toy department. Oh, gosh, that was so awesome.
I used to love the Sears outlet stores because, you know, they had these really weird-looking security cameras. And I now know that in stores, not all security cameras are real.
Yes, no, some of them are dummies. Just keep the honest honest.
But these things, I mean, these things were just these really, the shape was odd about them, and it was just really neat just to look up and look at these dark orange things because they looked like big ladybugs with the camera sticking out of them.
Yeah, you know what? I remember that. I do indeed remember that.
And
they were
actually,
weird. I used to stare at them as well.
Of course, you know, when you're 5 and 6, you know, you just stare at odd things anyway. So
yeah, I mean, let's face it, I stared at outlets too, so come on. I guess we can't really count that, huh?
Yeah. But you did want to talk about the other buggy set right away, correct?
Yeah, I thought that would be fair. I mean, if we're talking about buggy sets, we might say, oh yeah, by the way, like we should have actually talked about Megan's Place when we talked about the show stable. That would have made sense.
Yeah, that would have. Okay.
You know, chronologically speaking, it's not quite as imperative that everything only comes in its due time. I mean, I think we can kind of put some things together for the sake of some brevity and to keep all that information together.
Okay, sounds good. But
and so, of course, the other buggy was, again...
Go ahead.
It was just one of the harder to find complete of the two. Which is, I think it was a Princess Somebody and her buggy.
Princess?
Sienna, do you remember don't tell me, come on, Sienna, do you remember the name of the baby princess with the pink hair and the glittery castle? No, the pony, the baby pony, white pink hair with tinsel. Glitter yellow castle as a symbol, and we found like one extra one when we were in what state were we in? Louisiana, and we found that huge bunch of ponies, and we were at Grandpa and Grandma Melanie's place, and when we were going to leave, Daddy made the wonderful suggestion, why don't we leave a pony here for Grandma Melanie? And I'm going, no, 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 Grandma Melanie doesn't care, and then we're like, you're like, yeah, let's give one to Grandma Melanie. Let's let her pick it. And she picked the most expensive one, which happened to be Baby Princess Sparkle. Thank you. Okay.
It is.
It took me a while to get there. I had to really work the, you know, the, what do you call that, the association skills. You don't remember her asking for baby Princess Sparkle, and both of us just kind of going, ugh. Good thing we already had one, or you know, obviously we wouldn't have had that in the lot to offer. But I'm telling you, I gave my husband the look. He got the look for a long time over that. And he's like, what? It's just a pony. I'm going to smack the crap out of you.
Oh, my God. He does not say it's just a pony.
We have a whole room. We have a whole room. That's what he said. Well, we have a whole room of them. Okay, apparently you missed a few years here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, how much is she worth these days? Let's find out. I know at the time she was worth something like $50 or something.
When this book was done up, $30 to $35.
Okay, wow. Well, some people, of course, on eBay think she's worth a heck of a lot of money. I really love those people out there that are just like, you know what? Everything's worth so much. They have her listed for a bargain basement price of $75.
Oh, yeah.
Although she is in really lovely condition. Nope, she's not that darn perfect, though. Come on now. Let's see what she's sold for, because now I'm just very curious to see if there's been one recently that is actually sold.
Can I continue?
Not yet. Okay, yeah, no, there was one in, like, condition sold for $17, so we don't really have, oh, there's one, but she has part of her carriage. Okay, her carriage, that's right, her carriage was different. It was all sparkly like her, with the hot pink basket and the sparkly translucent wheels, which I could probably stare at for hours.
Oh, yes, sparkly.
I have a thing for translucent plastic.
She did have a dark pink carriage with sparkly pink umbrella, a purple shooting star barrette, which is actually the variation of a lavender in lavender, a white and silver floral lace ribbon, a pink heart topper for the umbrella, long pink ribbon for top of the umbrella. A pink.
You know, sometimes I think your OCD kicks in and you go into way too much detail. I don't think people care quite as much. I mean, you know, they're just like, yeah. Came up pink and purple and white accessories and sparkly stuff. Let's go.
Oh, come on. Let me finish.
All right, fine.
The turquoise feeding dish, a pink spoon, turquoise teal sippy cup, and a dark purple duck comb. I mean, these accessories in themselves, just the baby accessories and the comb, are unique because there is only one teal or turquoise feeding dish, one teal turquoise sippy cup, one dark purple duck comb. How many of the other babies had that?
I don't know. I think with the teal section plate, where is it? I've got to find it.
But it was a section of the feeding dish that was turquoise. This one is all turquoise, no other colors.
No, I thought we had another one that was all turquoise. I mean, I know the sippy cup wasn't, but the actual plate I didn't think was that unique. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Okay.
It doesn't matter that darn much. The blue sippy cup is unique. But
oh,
I
yes,
do not believe that the plate is unique. I think the little sectional plate is not unique. I think that also came with another set.
I don't think it did.
Okay, can we get on the computer again?
I'm not looking to get on the computer.
Not listening.
Hold on. Babies.
I'm thinking it was... Okay. No, it wasn't that one. Which ones came with the darn plates?
Hold on.
Okay.
It wasn't those.
No, that's what I thought. I thought it was these two, but it's not. So, ah, I know who it was. And I'm not going to tell you.
Who was it?
I'm not telling.
You best better tell. I'll tell the pony genie never to give you any more.
The pony genie hasn't done nothing for me yet. What am I worried about?
Aha, yes. You're right, baby.
Grinder.
This is not a turquoise.
See? Told you so.
Okay, so it's the sippy cup and the duck comb that are super unique.
The sippy cup.
I said the sippy cup and the duck comb.
I don't think the ducky comb was.
I've never seen a dark purple duck comb, because trust me, I have enough of them.
I am not going to go through the trouble of looking that one up for you, but yeah, I'm pretty darn sure that that is not unique.
Would you
I believe, really,
life?
Truly. Do you want me to look it up?
No.
Okay.
I don't think there was another one with a dark purple duck comb. It would be
You know,
more...
you say those words. Those are fighting words. You realize that, right? Them's fighting words. And I got to pull up my resources. All right. You go on, and I'm going to find it.
Okay. Next up is a big one of the baby sets.
Yay!
Something I just recently got, and I am so happy to have it. It's the Lullaby Nursery! I've had the accessories for this thing for so long, and I am so happy to finally have it in my house. Because it is so cute and so adorable.
The nursery! Love nursery. I still have my nursery and all my accessories and all of my babies live in it.
It
is
for all
the,
my babies.
The nursery I love. They're all so happy.
It is extremely cute. It opens up where two sides actually only open up, and the center is one solid piece. And you have basically 6 rooms in this thing. And everything fits in right where it should.
Yeah, you know, I got to say that the nursery was one well-made set.
Oh, yes. Except for the roof.
The roof? Did you say the roof?
The roof.
Other parts of the country say roof, but okay. What part of the country are you in again?
I'm in the Midwest.
Oh, so it's a roof there.
Yes, it's a roof. It's a roof.
Good to know.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway.
The roof.
It discolors, and it discolors in such an odd way.
Let me think. Turns yellow?
It turns a type of yellow, but it's only sections of it.
Oh, you know, I never actually noticed that it was only sections of them. I hadn't looked that closely.
Well, see, the ones that I found at the fair, you know, the one part will, like, the biggest part will be fine, but then maybe one of the side parts will have some yellowing on it. Sometimes both sides will have the yellowing on it, or the back part had the yellowing and the front two sections didn't.
That's very interesting.
The yellowing, the fading, it's not consecutive throughout the entire roof. You would think if it was going to discolor or anything like that, it would all go at the same rate.
Yeah, you know, I wonder if that's like Yeah, I don't even know what that is. I don't know what caused that. Sorry.
But yeah, this set came, it actually came in two different releases. And
oh yeah, what was the difference?
Well, let's see. Tiddlywink in set A had regular eyes, and most of her accessories were one color. And her second release came with the Betty Bye eyes.
Yeah, and there's also one with no freckles.
Who has the freckles?
One of them didn't have freckles. That was the one. That's what I said. Tiddlywinks has three versions. Betty Bye Eye, regular version, and non-freckled version.
Tiddlywinks. Hold on. Let me see. I'm going to go to the back and let me find her. Tiddlywinks. Where is Tiddlywinks? Baby Tiddlywinks. 211? That's because that's the mail order version is the one with the...
It still counts.
See, I forgot about the mail order version. That's how you could tell that one was the mail order version.
Yep, okay. Yep.
The mail order version had no freckles. So there you go. Oh, there we go. But yeah, this set came with a lot of stuff. You had a bath towel, a purple rocker, a rattle, two bottles, a bottle of baby powder. Now that is the cutest little item, is that little thing of baby powder. At least
I
thought it was cute. Then you had a bowl, the traditional pink baby, the traditional baby necklace, a purple teddy bear brush, a dresser, two wooden blocks, which I finally have one of the wooden blocks, a mirror, a cradle, a mobile, a pink plush teddy bear, a bathtub, a swing, a canopy for the outside of the building, a diaper box with two diapers, a shelf to hold the bottles and the bowl, a blue and white checkered bow for the top, and a Tiddlywinks puffy sticker. And again, the other big difference between the two sets were some of the items were a different color versus the other set.
Oh.
Yes. One set, some items were blue. The other set, the items were blue and pink, and they were just crossed in the other set. Trying to go through this without going through all the colors and driving you insane.
That's okay, because I'm looking for dark purple duck combs. So I really am not paying attention to you. I'm just looking for dark purple duck combs. I'm seeing lots of purple duck combs.
But are they dark purple?
You know, it's very hard to say. Some of them look pretty dark, but... You know, I'll give it to you for now.
Okay, now, do we know what time it is?
Is it Pony Pony snack time?
No.
Oh, you already had one. It's Pony Genie time.
Yes, let me go get the pony teapots. Where did
Jenny
I
Jenny does
that
have
teapot?
A dark pinkish purple comb. That's almost shaggy. Baby newborn pony, shaggy. Close.
No, it needs to be all dark purple.
Okay.
Hold on. I've almost found the teapot.
Lamp.
Teapot.
Lamp.
Teapot.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Here I found it. Let me start rubbing it. Hold on. Give me 1 second to start rubbing it.
Stop bludgeoning seals. Hey, guys. Yay, Pony Genie.
Yay.
False advertisement. I didn't get anything this week.
Oh, man, I must have gotten something for you then. I got a whole big package of My Little Pony and Friends comics in the mail. They must have been for you. You collect those, don't you?
No.
Oh, well, I thought you did.
Shoot, no.
I was going to
offer
you all my
doubles.
Sorry,
different Little Alley Cat. Different Little Alley Cat. I have some of the annuals, but I don't really, but I don't particularly, like, seek them out.
They just sort of fall in with other things.
Yeah, you know, they just kind of show up.
It's kind of cool. Oh, man.
You know, that's another thing we should do sometime, actually. I should read from the My Little Pony annuals. So the stories are just, we should have, like, you know, My Little Pony, you know, storytelling time where we actually read from these things.
I'm reading a My Little Pony story right now in issue number 4. 1990, yeah, tornado.
Yeah, I think we need to start doing that. We need to actually have My Little Pony story time. Like maybe, you know, like 5 minutes or 10 minutes, and, you know, we then say, okay, to be continued next week if it happens to be a really long one. But that would be a cute idea.
You'd have to read it. Oh, none of these stories are that long.
Yeah, some of them for sure. Let me pull out what annuals I have. I have a couple of the annuals. I got 92 and 90. Would you say you have year 4? So,
are you talking about
the books or actual comics?
I got the actual comics. My comics.
Okay, yes, I remember those. I did have a couple of those at one point, and some of them actually came with little prizes attached.
Ooh.
They were cool. I remember those now. Yeah, but no, I didn't collect them. I had a few, but I'm talking about the annuals, the ones that were actual books.
I have
like
those
comics and
stuff
like that.
Passion is the comics. You ever been to my website? I have a whole website about the My Little Pony comics. I list every issue and who's in them and all the ads that appear in them and what prizes they came with.
Interesting. Did you know these annuals have like games and stuff inside of them and like how-tos and?
Yeah. Basically, they take all the unsold books at the end of the year, chop them up, and make annuals out of them. That's where annuals sort of came from. And then they added about 10 pages of brand new material to each one.
Yeah, it's very cute, some of this stuff. I mean, I haven't read them in so long from, you know, when Stan was little and actually reading these things. But moving right along, Pony Genie. You gave all of your Pony Genie love to Pandora Rose yet again.
And I actually went online. I was in the game.
You were
still
in
the game? You bid on stuff?
I was in the game. I bid on stuff. I even bid on a couple snipes and still lost.
There is a huge collection for sale on eBay right now. And there's a contest being run at the Teepee by the person whose auctions they are. And if you bid on any of her auctions, she's entering you in a raffle, and she's giving away a sweet prize.
I did notice one person who was selling, looked like their whole collection, which is really awesome, but I'll have to look into this. That sounds like just fun to do. So I would
it's
probably
a
have
big
to do
collection. It's like the biggest since
like
that really big collection.
Delaney's went out of business. I don't know. It's like,
Delaney's what I was thinking of, but I didn't see any mint on cards. These were all loose ponies, but, I mean, Argentina.
Right. Now, I know what you're talking about. If it's the person I think it is, I've been kind of, we're talking about the person who has the crazy mint on card collection?
No, I'm talking about somebody who is on the pony board, someone who, just looking. Look on
yes, I know, but we're talking about the collection that she's putting up for sale are like these insanely rare mint on cards.
No, I didn't see any mint on cards. Well, I didn't check today. More stuff.
Okay, well, now I'm thinking
today.
Of somebody else. I'm not going to go there, but okay, pony boards. Which board? TP? I'm at the TP. Where am I going?
T General. Look
General.
For a post by Satin Slipper.
Thank you for narrowing it down.
It should be on page one still. If not, it's under auctions. Or just find any posts by her and look in her signature.
Yeah.
Okay, who is it?
Pandora Rose, what did you get this week?
Well, let me think. I got, hold on, let me go back to my eBay. I got 3 this week.
Woohoo.
I got 3 off of eBay, and then I went shopping at Target.
Target, ooh la la.
So let's see, what I got off of eBay was a Flatfoot Minty.
Oh, wow, cool.
And I am so happy. I've been after a minty for so long. I didn't care if it was flat foot, concave, or as long as it had a head, feet, and tail, I was happy.
Her and Snuzzle, they're everybody's favorite Original Six ponies. They're just
and
cute.
I have both Snuzzles. I have both the concave and the flat foot Snuzzles. But I've been looking to get me a minty.
Yeah, I know. Minty is awesome. I have to ask one. Minty is the hardest one to get, I think. I'm sorry.
What one?
Concave foot minty.
Concave foot minty. Oh. You said you just have to bid on one of her stuff?
Yep, and then post in her thread. Say, I bid on one.
Oh. Well, I bid on one some time ago, and it's not over yet, but I'm not going to win. So I guess I should just post in her thread.
Yeah, say, I bid on your
not the right
that. Don't worry, they won't be able to match up your name. Everybody's anonymous on eBay now anyway.
Someone needs to, like, you know, PM me that person's name on the TP so that maybe I can
well,
find them.
Well, no, you
got to
go there and do what I did.
It's really easy. Just go to General Discussion and look for a post by Satin Slipper. You'll see it right in there.
Why? But did I miss the post as to why she's doing this?
I don't know.
This is
like nice.
It's, like, heartbreaking to see such a huge, cool collection just go.
Oh, who knows why? You know, people...
I mean, I hope it's not for, like, some really sad reason, you know? That would really suck.
Well, yeah, it would suck if it was for a sad reason. But let's not go there. I'm sure it's not.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, because she's still around and everything.
Yeah, she kind of admins the TP. Not going anywhere.
Okay. I cannot find it.
Little Alley Cat, send her a link, please.
Oh,
you got to get in
oh,
on
man,
these thoughts.
You make,
they're wonderful.
I'm like posting right now. Hang on. Submit reply. Okay. Now I need to. What am I sending her the link to? Her main post?
For? Yeah. The post that would
okay.
Contact.
All right. I got it.
Next
post on my stuff and you'll be entered in a raffle.
Now, all right, where's the. You know, I love IM. It's so much easier. Here we go. There you go.
Oh,
I don't
hi,
do that IM stuff.
Love that IM stuff. I mean, since nobody is ever on our chat boards and nobody calls in anymore, you know?
While you guys are doing that, can I read this piece? I just opened up a centerfold spread, and the topic tonight is playset.
Oh, God, don't do
Marty,
that.
What was that?
That was horrible. That's what that was.
That was a squeal.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I'm happy. The new My Little Pony McDonald's Happy Meals will be coming next week. Yay!
Uh-huh. Okay. Wow. Well, you know what? Next time you get happy, just put yourself on mute until you calm down.
That sounded like the music from Psycho, you know, like the guys, like when they pull the shower curtain back.
I thought she said the word that sounded like something. I thought she was like, no, my virgin ears.
It just happened to be on the TP, and I just happened to see the link, and it's, when is it going to be starting? And it says October 23rd. It's like, yay!
Oh, yeah, next week. This
okay,
is what, the girl, third or fourth time now that they've done a pony at McDonald's? The G3 one?
Okay. You know what? I'm in the game now. I'm going to get serious. About one.
Sorry, I like getting the ponies at McDonald's because you know I have to go to every single McDonald's to try and find them all.
Yeah, and you know, having to get those Happy Meals is painful, really. I know. Fries, burgers, chicken McNuggets, apple dippers. I like apple dippers, actually.
Okay, little alley cat, you're going to repeat after me. We're doing a magic spell now, okay?
All right, and we're doing it while I'm bidding.
While you're bidding, you're going to say,
I
will win.
I will win.
A pony.
A pony.
Of my dreams.
Of my dreams.
This week.
How about in 2 hours?
In 2 hours.
Yay!
So let it be wished. So let it be done. Sparkle, 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 sparkle.
Hold on.
The spell.
Now I got to make sure I'm not overbidding. Wait a minute.
Here it is. It's official now. You heard the
it's
spark.
Mine. It's going to be mine. All right. I'm putting faith into the pony genie. I'm going to do some research here real quick because, you know, I'm bidding on something, but I have no real true idea for current value. So before I do something really stupid, I say, yeah, well, of course you won. You overbid by $50. Well, you know.
Oh, my. All this stuff is way over my pony budget.
Well, you know, this is what happens when you basically only, like, really go after maybe 4 ponies a year. You know, you kind of, like, it builds up. I mean, when you seriously go over after, you know, 4 ponies a year.
Oh, listen to that. That's the sound of people reading eBay.
This is me getting in here going, okay, let's see if I can find it.
I hear drops of drool hitting keyboards.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We got to find it in the completed listing, or else I'm just going to be stuck.
Okay, I'm going
Car, can I just, like, get on IM or something? Because I need somebody who knows current value for this.
I'm on the phone. I'm not even near a computer right now.
Well, that's not cool. Well, you know what? I'm using
I'm
my
cell
phone.
Teapot. We don't have internet inside the teapot.
Yes, you do. You have DSL up in that teapot. I gave
it's
you
all
DSL.
The way up in the spout. I'm down near the handle right now. That's where my library is, and that's where my comics are, and I'm sitting here reading my pony comics. And I'm looking at a double-page spread ad for the Paradise Estate, and I can see all the stuff it came with, and these mint ponies like Non-So-Soft Magic Star and Cloud Puff with wings. And they're all just hanging out in the Paradise Estate, and there's a little story that goes with it, which is really cool. I thought I'd mention that since tonight's topic is playsets.
That is pretty cool. I'm still trying not to hurt my Paradise Estate that's in my room because I keep tripping over it.
It looks like there's 4 outbuildings and then that patio with the pool. Am I right? And all the buildings.
2, 3, 4, veranda, patio. Yeah, that sounds right.
Do the pieces come apart, like the individual, like, housey thing?
Yeah, you know how, like, the nursery is, how it's got hinges to open and close?
For the sake of argument, let's say I do know.
Okay.
I don't own any playset.
Yeah, there's hinges. You can, all the hinges, so that the 4 buildings can kind of swing open and then hook onto, like, the patio platform and stuff like that. But then you can also unhinge them and just, like, you know, randomly place them around your room.
Aha. Uh-huh. You know what this reminds me of? Let me check the year on this.
Mm-hmm.
87. Okay, I was going to say, this reminds me of all the ladies' homes on Dynasty. That's like what was going on. This is Pony Dynasty. This is where
the
wealthy ponies hung out and just, you know, caused scandal every week. This is like 80s living large.
Okay,
I'm trying to see what's on the TV. Who's on the TV in the Paradise Estate? It's an orange pony with pink hair.
Hmm.
Okay, I just bid on 2 of her auctions.
Go Panda. Go Panda.
I'm trying to figure
out. Hopefully you're not bidding against each other, because that would really blow.
That would blow. Blow indeed. All right. Well, I guess I'm just going to go, oh, okay, I'll do it. All right, come on. Darn it.
There it is. At that. Very
oh, and did you guys discuss the Perfume Palace yet?
That
place,
I love
that.
We haven't gotten
that
there yet.
Yeah. Well, if you go on eBay and you're looking for one, look for one with the word perfume misspelled. You'll get it really cheap.
Perfume?
Mm-hmm. They spelled
okay,
it.
How is spell it?
They spelled it funny.
You know what?
How
funny?
Like how it sounds?
Yeah, like how it sounds. Like the sound a cat makes.
Purr.
Purr.
I feel like I'm playing like a some sort of word game or something.
Well, Timmy. Purdy perfume.
See, it would help if I was not looking in specifically this person listening.
There it is. You know, and here again, I know, tell me when you guys are tired of hearing this. I had this set in inbox, and I sold it. Anytime you get tired of hearing those words come out of my mouth, let me know.
We'll just put it on tape, and we can play it, like, you know.
Yeah, you know, you really should. Cue, I did something stupid. Like, and I don't know why. I still, to this day, I'm going, why did I sell it? What was I thinking? I mean, that was one of my favorite little playsets. It was so, like, you know, as far as space, it took up, like, the least space. It had all these accessories. It even had, like, the little scent satchel thing that you're supposed to put in there to make it sniffy, sniffy. What the heck did I do that for?
Box? I don't know. I get in moods sometimes where I just want to get rid of all my G3s, and I fantasize about selling them, and I say, you know what, that would be really dumb. No matter how much they're in the way, I should just put them away and just forget about them for 10 years. And when I rediscover them, they're going to be the most awesome thing ever. I think
yeah, I wonder.
Don't
I think
sell.
I think maybe it was the Argentinian version. Maybe that's what happened. Maybe I was like, well, it's not the English version. I don't know. Maybe I was just having a weird freaking day.
There you go.
I'm telling you, really, when it happened, it all hit me like a storm at the same time when we were moving, and I was like, okay, I'm going to make money, lots and lots and lots of money right now. And I did. And I'm going, why did I do that?
Business cheap?
Money's nice. I'm a big fan of money.
Money is good, but there are a couple things I think, you know, it's like, you know, once the craze hit, I think there were a couple things I could have just kind of refrained from selling. I could have just held it back and said, you know, maybe not this.
I get on a roll myself sometimes, and I sell things, and I just want to sell more because it's going so well. So I
know.
You
get the bug.
That.
You get the bug.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Oh, looking at my daughter.
I think I found what you were looking. You were saying. It comes with the instructions?
Yeah, that's the one she's talking about.
Okay. Watch.
I won't be bidding on it, so have a field day. No, nothing short of mint in box is going to satisfy me now that I sold a mint in box. It just isn't going to work.
Let me see. I'm gonna.
Which is funny, because now that I've done that, what I've done is I've sold it for one price, and I'll wind up paying twice as much to get it back.
And that's what happens. It's called inflation.
But, you know, it only happens for stuff that I want. Because, like, unlike, you know, there's other things that have, like, decreased in price and gotten more reasonable. Uh-uh. Not me, no. Hey, wait a minute.
Hooray!
I just found a great story. I got to scan this from my website.
I'm looking at this thing. Does this also have the other stuff coming with it? Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, this is awfully interesting that we're doing live bidding on the show.
Yeah, okay, this is what I want to know.
My Little Pony eBay hour.
If the other stuff shown in the auction is also included. Does anybody know what I'm going to here? Huh?
No, what?
Not have you bid?
I didn't win.
What are you talking about?
She's bidding live on stuff as it ends.
Okay. I got it. I'm out. You know, I might have to take it back. I might have to bid on this auction. I have to email her and ask her a specific question, and then I'll know.
Gosh darn it. I was bidding on secret surprise Pretty Puff.
Okay,
I didn't win.
I'm sorry.
That one wasn't meant for you. The next one will be.
Okay.
Everything happens for a reason.
I would just love to have one of the secret surprise ponies actually with the pony in its own saddle.
With the saddle and the key, right?
They're out there.
I
have one with the saddle and the key.
No, I just want it with its own saddle, meaning it is got the saddle it was meant to have, because the one that I have Secret Star's body, and it's currently wearing Secret Beauty's saddle.
Well, I guess its former owner decided she liked the other pony's saddle on it better.
I don't know.
No, us fans, we design ponies better than Hasbro sometimes.
Yes.
We make them better. We customize them. We change heads. We give them weird haircuts. Who knows ponies better than little girls?
Oh, well, I did not win that one.
Does Pony Genie's parrot want to say hello to little alley cat and Panda Rose?
Who?
I'm holding Alberto, my parrot.
Hello, Alberto.
What I was doing.
Hello.
Hello. He's talking right now. He hears you, though. He's reacting
to
something on my nose.
He's a pretty parrot. Give your mama kisses. Kiss, kiss, kiss.
Oh, well. Guess you didn't teach me that
word.
Thank
you, Albie.
Okay, you can go up on your perch now.
But, Thanks.
He heard you and he bit me on the nose.
All right.
Not hard.
You say he gave you a kiss.
Yes. Bird kiss. Ow.
But, Miss Pony Genie, I do have some good news. You did give me some really good pony luck.
You said you won three things.
Well, yeah, I did win three things. I also won...
You got Minty.
The Magic Hat from the Magic Message Ponies.
Oh, she's so pretty.
Isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
And I finally have completed my Sitting Ponies U.S. version by getting Bubbles.
Oh, another beautiful one.
I do. Bubbles, you know, some of those, you know, simple ones are just so lovely.
Yes. But also, you gave me the pony luck I needed. I signed up for the big arena holiday swap.
Oh.
And I put in my application.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard back from them about getting my references.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, okay, I was bopped out in the first round. I don't even get a gold star for trying to participate. Monday, I get an email from the swap. Congratulations! You are entered in the holiday swap. Now send us your want list.
Hey, are we having a holiday swap on the TP?
Of course we are.
Well, then maybe I should just jump on that bandwagon.
Sure. Early birds welcome. I think there was a post about it. I'm not on the computer, but if you look around in general, page one, page two, see if there's anything there. If not, then go to events.
Yeah, because I have to look.
Right now we're in the middle of Halloween mode. We're playing all kinds of
stuff. Yeah, you're doing Halloween, yeah. See, I haven't been... I'm going to have more time closer to Christmas. Well, sort of. Let's see. I'll have my last final in the beginning of December, but then my husband will come home from Korea. But I'll have, like, some pockets there where I'll have, like, some time to be able to pull this stuff off. So I'm thinking I should actually partake. And maybe I should go back to my roots, back to the TP where it all began.
Where it all began.
And do it there.
Yeah, we got a lot going on right now. Like right now there's spooky games. We're doing the Tombstone game. We got Wolf Chicks Photo Hunt for Halloween. In fact, I just dunked my head in I was bobbing for apples for one of the photo steps. That's the last thing I did. I'm playing along just for fun. I'm not going to win, but I'm enjoying the game.
You know, it's a shame we can't extend the show to like the end of this auction. So I can like hang
can we,
on
can
to
we,
you.
Can we? Can I work my magic? Can we make it happen? Can we go longer?
No, unfortunately.
No, we can't.
We can't because we have the free account, and unfortunately the longest we can be on is 2 hours. If I chipped in for the premium package, then we'd have 3 whole hours to talk ponies.
We should discuss that at some point. We could probably make a 3-hour show, but we'd have to, like, make calls and stuff.
Who's going to listen to us for 3 stinking hours? Especially when we ramble
the whole show. They can tune in and tune out and tune in again, and that's how it goes. Just like drive-time radio.
Okay, but people would actually have to actually help support it because it's like $100 a month.
Well,
wow.
You get enough people listening, then you could do advertising on it. You could advertise people's meets, people's games, people's auctions.
Because
okay, you're talking about an awful lot of work. Are we ready to go there just yet?
Premium package. Okay, wait, I'm sorry. For $39 a month, you get 2 hours. For $99 a month, you get 3 hours.
But I thought we already have 2 hours.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, what's the version where you pay and you still
yeah,
only have 2 hours?
You can have
2 hours
for free or you can give us $40. It's up to you.
Well, actually, with the $40, you still get more stuff.
More perks?
More perks. You can do switchboard moderation. And you can dial out from the switchboard.
Ah, oh, gosh, he's got so many things I want to bid on, but I cannot spread myself thin. I must stay focused. Must stay focused. Oh, God, this is killing me.
Okay, I've got one that's ending in 1 minute.
Here we go. Countdown, 60 seconds. I'm going to eat a pony snack for luck.
Oh, it's pony snack time. Okay.
Hold on.
You had one.
What's your
you
lucky color?
More.
Should I eat the green one or the purple one?
Your choice.
Purple.
I want green.
Purple.
Oh, you're...
Canada wants green.
All your greens belong to me.
No, this one belongs to my tummy.
Why do I always...
It's a little reclining pony with long hair. Okay, I'm eating this one down for luck.
Okay, eating purple.
Purple goodness.
Purple. Purple pony.
Purple.
I'm savoring the juices here. Pony delicious.
It is.
Because Mom said I could have pony snacks as long as I keep them on the other side of my mouth.
How many seconds left?
We've got 15 seconds, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10,
it's like
9,
New Year.
Yeah, right, the ball's going to drop.
6, 5, 4,
you got to give me the green,
three,
I'm in a second bag.
2, 1, and,
3, come on.
Did I hear a squeak?
Yay!
You won. What'd you win?
I got the mail order butterscotch.
All right.
Is she in her package?
No, she's loose.
Little alley cat, that is so you.
I mean, come on. I mean, think of the collector you're talking about here. You know, this is the beautiful thing, is the other opposite ends of the spectrum that we fall. You know? She's just happy to get a pony, and I'm like, is it in his package?
Come on, you try one. Isn't there anything ending in the next 30 minutes that you want? We can do it live for you, Lilla.
30 minutes? All right, well, I'll see if I can find something real quick. God, this woman has
I'm saving my last purple just for you. I'm going to pop it right before you bid.
Uh-oh, the green is for me, baby.
Oh.
I'm green.
Well, I chewed on a green and panda once. So maybe it works in reverse if I chew on the purple
green.
And still win.
Thanks, panda. I was just figuring you didn't get enough pony luck. Stealing my green. I see how it is. All right. Let me see if I can find something in the next 30 minutes.
It's a beautiful purple. It's in the shape of a heart with a pony's head.
Holy cow.
Hmm.
I just realized what her shipping price is.
Well, she is on
for
the
sure
other side of the planet.
Where is she?
The seller? Somewhere in Australia.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Australia?
It's okay. It's only like 1/3
I guess that's why you
want.
Because everybody else is like, oh, dang, shipping. Okay.
Well, that just
here
killed my pony buying for the week.
Oh,
good.
I buy
you know,
stuff
get off
from
my
Australia office. Regularly.
Hmm. Has potential.
Because I will tell Miss Alley Cat how much the shipping is.
Yeah, that's how much it is for the other gal. That's it? You're complaining about that?
I know you're talking about that a minty clean pony now.
Yes, but I also paid for her.
Mmm. Well, if she's in beautiful mint condition, you won't regret it. It's, you know what, when you spend the money and you get something that's flawed, and you sit there and you felt you overspent, well, that stinks. But when you get one that's just, like, perfect, it's like, it's okay. It's like, okay, yeah,
totally.
I might have overspent, but it's okay. Don't say that. We're supposed to be making her feel better.
Don't fret. It's in great condition. It's coming from a loving home. It's going to your loving home. And plus, you're entered in that raffle now. Don't forget to post on the thread that you won something.
You don't have to win. You just have to bid.
Yeah, you just have to bid. You could lose and still be entered.
I'll just bid on all of her stuff. Do you get like?
But it'll help to identify her. She can say, oh, I won this, you know.
Hey, do you have to, do you like get like an entry per bid?
I think you can only enter once.
Oh, darn. I'll, like, bid on all her stuff. Could you imagine how much money she would get if she said, okay, every entry, every bid, like, every time, every auction you bid on, not, like, every time you bid on that auction, but, like, if you, every auction you bid on, like, is an entry, then, like, everybody would bid on, like, every single one of her auctions, and she would get so much stinking money. People, she's, like, selling, like, freaking cotton candy for $58, you know, because people would be like, I got to get into the raffle, man.
I don't want to give out any misinformation, so I'll just suggest that you read the first post of that thread again about the raffle, and you'll see what
okay.
the terms are. I think it's just one entry per person.
Yeah, probably. But I'm just saying, that would be a hoot.
That would rock. No. That would rock for the seller.
If she did that, I mean, it would probably be harder for her to really keep track of and everything, but man, would that not be just like a huge pony palooza? Just, you know, it would just bank her so much more money.
Cha-ching. Okay,
yeah,
back to
I
my
think
stories
fun.
Now.
That would be fun. Okay, bids on my items. Okay.
I want to list stuff on eBay. It's very exciting to watch stuff end. But the problem is, you know, you go and you look at your ponies and say, okay, who's going? Who's out? But then you like them all again. You don't want to get rid of any.
I can't bring myself to
I don't.
It in.
I don't know how she's doing it. I'm looking at the stuff that she's selling, and I'm going, my heart is just aching. How are you doing it?
Oh, basically, she's probably putting her whole life on hold just to do auctions for the next week or two.
I'm
she
saying,
won't be doing
how can
much
she,
else.
How can she just part with them,
so
you
much.
Know? Yeah, I mean, when I did it, when I downsized, and I'm still going, ouch. I mean, but when I did it, I think it was maybe somewhere between 50 and 100 that I downsized out of my collection. I mean, I still have, like, somewhere between 6 and 7. I think I'm at 700 right now. But when I let go, like, I'll just say 100, it was hard. It was downright hard to do. And I cannot imagine doing what she's doing. I mean, I could imagine letting go maybe 300 more. But that's just like the whole G3 line. I could let go of a majority of those and just keep the ones I'm particular to. And it probably do wonders for my health, considering the magnetic force like glowing out of my pony room right now. But, you know, but actually you say that now, we'll all like totally dump all our G3s, and in 20 years, because they went to that Core 7 crap, like in 20 years, all the ones that weren't Core 7 will be like worth bucket loads. You know, and then we'll be going, oh, why did I sell them for $3 a piece?
Yeah, that's why I refuse to sell any, because I know the
yeah,
most
I'm
I can
not
get
selling
for them
either.
Is $3. And you know what? For $3, I'll just as soon hang on to them. They're worth $3 to me. They're worth $3.
Definitely.
Worth happy
just hang on
me.
To them. Plus, you know, I'm banking on my daughter's going to have a girl. That's what she's got. She's going to pop out puppies till she has a girl, and I'm going to insist on it.
Yes, you, honey.
When you get married, and you have a wonderful husband who makes a good living so that you are adequately provided for, you will start having children, and you can't stop till you have a girl. Because we have ponies.
You're
going to
be like the cool grandma.
Your son could be gay? Okay, that'll work.
Okay. I'm opening one of my new ponies.
Hey, I didn't say it. She did. Okay? She is an open, non-homophobic 13-year-old who is fully willing to have a gay son in the name of ponies. I think that's great.
Give her a high five for me. Hey, listen, there's live pony opening going on here. On the other end of the phone. I can hear
there's
the packaging.
Opening ponies? You're opening a pony package?
I hear cursing under breath as she tries to fight her way through the tape and the plastic.
No, I'm not going to open her that much. It's the cherry, the super long-haired Cherry Lee. I just have to touch her.
Oh, okay.
I have to touch all of her little accessories. And all of her hair.
I just have to touch her.
I can't help it. I like, of the Core 7, I only like 3. I like Sweetie Belle because she's just cute and adorable and she's a unicorn. I like Star Song because she's cute and adorable and she's a Pegasus. And I like Cherry Lee because she has pigtails.
Star Song likes music and singing and... Well,
see, you know what this means? It's
what?
Like Scootaloo is going to be the one that like is actually worth money in the future because nobody buys her.
She's like the tomboy pony, right? She likes sports. And
yeah,
things.
She's has like tennis rackets and cowboy hats and whatnot. So I mean, just like whenever you talk to people about like which ones they tend to get, everybody gets Sweetie Belle, everybody gets Starcatcher, everybody gets, you know, Cherry Lee. Those are the three that always seem to get bought. And then Pinkie Pie or Rainbow Dash get thrown into the mix just because they are released with, like, you know, some sort of special edition. And then Tularula and Scootaloo just kind of, like, fade into the background there. And they're the ones that will probably be worth money one day because nobody buys them.
They're the outsiders. The artists like Tularula.
You know, that's actually what I get. I have to go buy a Tularula now. Thank you for pointing that out. It occurred to me as you were saying it. Because my daughter is such a anime artist right now that she probably would appreciate Artist Pony.
Totally. She just
loves
to be
Junko Mizuno. Junko Mizuno is like, you know, heaven. I mean, it's anime artist pony. Come on.
I got my Junko pony right here. I love her. She's beautiful.
She's
awesome. I need to buy her.
I'm very tempted to get another one just so I can debox her.
Get another one. You know
so
the ones
awesome.
Last forever.
I know, and they're just freaking awesome. You think we should get another Junko Mizuno?
Yes.
Okay, that's a yes. Did you hear that yes from all the way across the room? That was a yes.
I heard that yes.
Okay, well, I guess I'm going to have to get another Junko. Here, could you please talk to the pain in my butt that I love so much? I really need to use the little pony room.
Yeah, well,
I don't want to talk. I don't know what to talk about. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. What do you want to talk to us pony nerds for? You're so boring.
Well, my mom kind of has to use the little pony room, so she put the phone to my ear and told me to entertain you guys. So
she just wants you to keep the phone warm until she gets back.
There you go.
I see now. Okay. So you're getting a new pony out of the deal, though. You're getting a Tularula. She's the art pony. She's cool.
Oh, really?
What does she look like? I think she's white, right? With like, what color?
No,
is
she's pink.
She's pink.
She's pink. She's a pinkish purple.
That's cool. And she never goes anywhere without her paint brushes and paint box and palette. And she's always like drawing pictures and stuff. She's like big fan of cartoons and art and drawing.
That sounds cute. So I'm getting a pony since I'm warming the phone for you.
You have 700 of them up there.
I know, but they said that since I'm warming the phone for you, I get a pony.
Okay.
Yeah, now it's 701.
Yeah, now they said that I have 701 ponies. No, 702, counting the new Junko Mizuno working for. Yeah, we can.
You don't count.
One's going to be out of package, so it's technically not a double because it's not new.
Yes, my girl. Yes, my girl.
No.
$16.99, my God.
You cannot count doubles, but you can count variations.
Okay, so now my mom is talking about pony gods, so, yes. Okay, cannot count doubles.
Can count variations.
Can count variations. Would you like the phone back?
Pony Genie says you're getting a new pony, and that's final.
Wait, what? Do you want the phone back? No, you can get me another pony snack.
No. I knew that first bag was too fat. I'm not a boy.
No, balloon boy. That was on the news earlier. And he's sitting there. He supposedly went up in the whole Mylar balloon thing. The world was like riveted. And oh no, poor balloon boy. And then they interview him because he was hiding in the attic. And they're like, why did you do that? And the boy said, you told me to do it for the show. So busted.
So busted is right. Oh, balloon boy. Like, there's nothing else going on in the world for us to watch on the news. They have to ask for balloon boy.
Yeah, and I just love that. And then he threw up. I mean, it's just like, I mean, you just want, that was guilt all over the place. You told me to do it for the show. We were doing it for the show. And then the dad says, man. And the wife says, no. And the boy throws up. And I'm like, okay, something isn't right here.
I can't wait for them to spoof this on South Park. How long will it take? I give it 3 weeks.
You think it'll take that long?
No, I don't. I think it'll be on next week.
I think it'll be on Saturday Night Live tomorrow.
Saturday Night Live for sure.
If they don't spoof Balloon Boy, I'm going to be severely disappointed.
I'm going to tune in. I haven't watched SNL in years, but I'll tune in tomorrow.
So, all right, let's see. Yeah, no, sorry, there's nothing I can bid on before the end of the show. So I tried, there's nothing, I mean, I could, but there's nothing I want. So I'm not going to do that. And I overbid on another item that I'm hoping I win, strangely enough, but I don't think I will.
Now, that is stinking thinking, young lady. You will win.
You understand, when I, the rare time that I go in there, I'm like, all right, I'm going in for the kill, I'm overbidding,
and I lose. And there's always that one person that, like, decides to bid, like, five times in the last 10 seconds to, like, make sure they overbid me.
Here's a piece of strategy for you. I don't know if you do this. Never bid an even dollar amount. Always bid.
I don't. I never do. I never bid. I go beyond that. I don't even bid an even bid increment amount. So, like, you know, in the beginning it's like 25 cents or it's 50 cents and later it's a dollar and it, as it goes up, I know the bid increment so that I make sure not only do I not bid an even dollar amount, but I also do not bid an even bid increment. So I'm all over that game. And then I also know whether or not somebody is a full bid ahead of me. You know, if you bid $5.55 and then somebody else put a bid in and it's $6, well, then you know that was their max bid because a bid increment is 50 cents and they're only 45 cents ahead of you.
She knows the game. Panda, are you taking notes on this?
This for 12 years. I mean, 1997, huh? eBay. I've been playing this game a long time. I know all the tricks.
Man, you're as old as eBay. You've been there from the get-go.
Yeah, I'm as old as eBay. I joined eBay like a few months after it came out. It was crazy.
How much do I win on eBay? I think my strategy is working just fine for me.
Yeah, but you're still, you know, you're in the lower stratosphere, whereas you have so many more things that are available. And, you know, come on. It's like as your pool of needs shrinks, and your limitations of quality control and all these other things come into play, well, then it's a little harder. Then you really got to use all the tricks that we're talking about.
That's true.
You know, early on, when you're bidding just on a million and one things that you really do need to flesh out your collection, it doesn't become much of an issue.
That is true.
I agree.
It's pretty much
you get down just the select things that you need left to, like, complete, you know, as far as you consider completion. It becomes more intense, you know. You can't just throw it in and walk away. You're kind of, like, in it to win it. So, you know, you're watching it really intensely. You're not telling anybody about it. You're keeping it all to yourself, you know, because you're afraid someone will find out and tell two people.
Right, yeah. It's like, you know, that thing of, like, 50 ponies, and you emailed the seller for an additional picture of a particular pony, only to find out that when they took the picture, oh, yeah, there were these other five ponies that I forgot to take a picture of, so I thought I'd just send that alone, too. And you're, like, the only person with the picture of the other five mysterious ponies, and they happen to be super rare. So while everybody only bids, like, $3 a pony because they're all common, you, like, get that sucker, like, a sweet deal where you got it for, like, the price of one of those rares, and you're just, like, cha-ching, and you're happy. You know, there's all kinds of secret ways.
You're so awesome when you get all pumped up with eBay zeal. You know that? I love it when you get excited.
I know, you know, because, you know, there are things I do get excited about. But, you know, you just got to find the place.
The place is here. The time is now.
I mean, if I was like that all the time, it wouldn't be nearly as exciting. It wouldn't be as interesting. You'd be like, yeah, okay, little alley cat, it's time to, like, take something and chill. I'm good. Now I just gotta. Now here's the game. Try not to check eBay every 3 minutes while you wait for this auction to end.
Well, you could open up a new window and look for the picture of me dunking my head in the apples, and I picked up a blossom or a peachy in my teeth. It was pretty funny.
Oh, really? Where are those pictures?
Oh, go to the TP, go to General, and then click the black banner that says enter the photo hunt.
Okay, General, black banner, enter the photo hunt.
Yeah, this black banner at the top.
I'm there.
Okay, that'll take you to the
bobbing for ponies?
Yeah, bobbing for ponies. Is there still one post there, or did anyone else post a photo yet?
Car Red Roses, that's you. I noticed that hair anywhere.
Woohoo, first one in. Lovely. I was so proud of myself.
You have matching hair, sweater, and nail polish. And
that wasn't intentional. Everything is black and orange in that photo. I had a black towel draped around the sink just to, you know, keep from backsplashing onto the computer, because I took that myself. I put the photo booth on the Mac laptop, and I like timed it. I plunged my head in the water immediately after hitting the take picture button. I counted down to three. So it was like beep, beep, and on the second beep I went splash, and it took my photo.
Huh.
Mikey's out at a show tonight, so he couldn't help me. He's my photographer for these silly ventures.
Okay, so we actually, how are we doing? We talked about a few play sets tonight, right?
I missed the whole thing. I tuned in after the teapot got rubbed.
Yeah, you know, I love that rubbing noise, but at the same time, more and more I hear it, it really is reminding me of seals. I don't know why.
Do we have time for one more? I think we have time for one more.
Should we?
It's a real cute and real quick one.
Okay.
You carried this one around.
We're going to end it with a bag.
It was the pony purse.
That's like, I feel robbed. That's like the loophole playset. That's not really a playset. It's a bag.
With a pony.
Can you play with the bag?
Yes, you can play with the bag. The pony can jump
in. Talk about kids. They can play with cardboard boxes. Of course they can play with a bag.
And the bag came with a pony, correct?
It came with.
But that to me isn't really a playset. That'd be like special pony accessory.
Fine, we'll move on to the next one then. Are you ready?
Yeah.
To go to school?
The school playset?
The Baby Bonnet School of Dance.
Oh, I thought you were going over to the UK. I thought we weren't going there yet. Okay, Baby Bonnet School of Dance. Okay, there you go. Another space-saving playset. Not...
Well, come on, you have to admit, it was cute. It flips open, and then you have the stage where all the pony baby ponies can dance with the, you know, because you've got...
Oh, no, it's definitely cute. I will agree it's cute.
Yes, you've got Baby Half Note with Betty by Eyes. You have two ballet bees, two ballet dancing swans.
Ballet. It sounds like you're saying belly.
Ballet.
Like belly dancing swans. I'm like, really? They do that.
Ballet dancing swans, ballet dancing bunny rabbits, and you have two variations of the ballet box. You've got a yellow one and you've got a pink one, which I've got the pink one. And you've got the marquee, you've got a butterfly brush, you've got a little flower tiara for pink leg warmers, a white mesh tutu, and you have the marquee posters, which were really cute, I think. Pretty Pony Plants, Swan Lake, Baby Bunny Bounce, Bumblebee Boogie, Twinkle Toes Twirl, Wooly Wiggle Wolf. I think someone was having one too many drinks as they were thinking of these titles for these dances, because seriously, Wooly Wiggle Wolf?
Oh, we're going to end the show with a giggle fest.
Someone seriously had one too many shots that night.
Hey, well, there's many people that named Tinkles.
They used Trickle Twirl again for the G3 line. It came back.
Yes, it did. But this
Wooly Wobble what? I picture sheep waltzing.
Wooly Wiggle Waltz.
Wooly Wiggle Waltz.
Wooly Wiggle Waltz.
Only in the minds of My Little Pony Hasbro people, I tell ya.
I'm telling you. They had much many drinks.
And how about those leg warmers, huh? Totally 80s. Fabulous.
Oh, very 80s. Come on. And even the shirts where they kind of like gave you more neck room than, you know, totally was flash dance.
Oh, like those cut-off sweatshirts? Yeah, very flash dance. They cut the neck and they cut the sleeves and then they crop
mm-hmm.
the belly a little bit.
Oh, yep. Yep, it's flash dance.
But that outfit is not complete without a headband. You got to have a headband, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is actually the first place that I ever got.
Really?
Really?
And I am almost complete. All I need is the blue butterfly brush. I need the brush, and I need one of the Marquise posters, the white mesh tutu, and somehow if I can get my hands on the body sticker, I will be a happy camper. But I always say my sets are complete even without the sticker.
Will you guys come to the Maryland meet next year so we can Willy Wiggle Waltz together?
Well, you know, I'll be there.
Well, I'm going to try to be there if I'm at this brand new great job where I'll be actually making enough money to where I will actually be able to afford airfare to go to all these places.
You don't have to go to all these places. You just have to come to one place.
And what's up with the Chicago meet? How come they don't have one?
I'm still working on it.
That's why they don't have one.
Hey, you know, I came up with it. I said, hey, does anyone want to get together in July on this date? And I got no response.
There's one girl I know in Chicago. She tried to throw a meet last weekend, but her mom canceled it at the last second.
Oh.
Felt so bad for her. She
needed to pick up the ball.
Everything.
Maybe she'll, pick up the ball and be like, oh, it's okay. Just come to my house instead.
Yeah, if you don't mind co-hosting with, someone Lil Alley Cat's daughter's age, you guys could probably throw a meet together with your connections and her friends. You get a little group of people together and, do the pony thing.
Oh, my God. Did anyone check out the second picture for the bobbing for ponies?
Uh-huh. There's a second picture someone posted after me?
There's a second picture. You've got to see this. This is too cute.
I'll look as soon as I can get near the computer.
Little Alley Cat, are you looking?
Oh, I saw it already. I thought it was all right, but...
It's not color coordinated like mine.
Artistically speaking, the photo lacks that kind of quality that makes your eye travel through the image.
Yes, but I thought it was quite cute that she has the baby sea ponies bobbing.
Yeah, no, that's cute. That's cute.
That's the part I was talking about, was the bobbing sea ponies.
Oh, that sounds way better than mine.
Oh,
it
well,
is
you know,
cute.
I think yours was more interesting to look at, but yes, the baby sea ponies floating there with the apples is cute.
The cute factor wins every time.
It's true. It does.
It's all about
now, if you would have put a baby in there with the baby sea ponies and the apples, I think she would have had a dead ringer.
I'm a dork. See, I have all the beautiful baby sea ponies, but they're mint. They've never touched water, and I don't want to get them wet.
Well, you know, I only have a few baby sea ponies because I really didn't care for them, and so I sold them and just kept a few that I thought were particularly cute. But, you know, when they're in their float and you sit them in the water, there's no holes or anything. I mean, as long as they're in their float and the neck and everything is above the water, they can sit there and be perfectly fine.
Yeah, their hair would not get wet, right?
No. I've had them sit in, the pool in the Paradise Estates and stuff like that, and they're fine. You just, you don't take them on a freaking, wave bath, or anything like that. But they're perfectly fine.
They sit out, and
you really do. You just want, you got to fill up the sink or something, make a little Tupperware pool for them, and just put them in their little floats. And sit them in there and watch them bob around a little bit, and then, you can say they lived a good life.
Yes.
I have the sea sparkles, and I have the watercolor with the changing color hair, and their hair is, downy soft. It's never been wet. You know how, when it's been used, it sort of starts to fray and get crazy? My hair is, like brand new.
Well,
yeah, that hair is really weird. I remember the first time I got one of those, and I was like, wow, this hair, what happened to it?
It feels cottony.
Yeah, it's very, very cottony. Come on, Bear. Get in the house. There you go.
Oh, guys, the clock. There's only 1 minute left. Oh, no.
Actually, only 20 seconds left. So, unfortunately, I think we have to say Pony bye-bye.
Okay.
I'll see everybody next week. Good luck.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is Game Monol, and you have listened to Pony Talk. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Oh, God, I totally have the munchies now.
And that was your random thought of the week.
That was your moment of zen. Yeah, it was that kind of a show.
Yes. And you wonder how many people are actually going to listen to after Kimono says goodbye to our ramblings.
That's Kimono saying goodbye at the end? I never knew.
Yeah.
What, did you not ever listen? I never understood what she was saying. That's because she's Asian.
Okay.
I thought she was saying, this is Pandoros. No, she's saying, this is Kimono, and you have listened to My Little Pony Talk. See you next time. Bye-bye.
No. This is what it says. Everyone stop. This is Kimono, and you have listened to Pony Talk. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Oh, I had no idea.
And I got the idea because one of the women whom I work with, she is Chinese, and every time she says bye, because she leaves before everybody else does, she does that little bye-bye. And I just thought that, I just think that's so cute. And I thought that is so Kimono.
I guess if Kimono talked, she might sound like that.
I have no idea what Kimono
would be Japanese and not Chinese,
sound on that
and I don't know.
Bite is low.
Yeah, Kimono is particularly low of all of our sound things. We need to get some more sound things going on.
Okay, fine. I'll work at it.
We need more sound things. And we need something for storytelling time. We need to do, like, a taking turns reading, like, a five-minute story or something, you know, from like, actual My Little Pony books, you know? That would be
fun. Hey, I got tons. Just go on my website. You can have any story you want off of there.
Oh, but I'm going to read from my actual books, which is a whole nother feeling altogether, holding the book in my hand.
I've got comic book stories on my website.
No, I think you're missing the point. Holding the comic book in hand.
Oh, please. How can you be on the phone and have a book in your hand at the same time?
I can.
I have two arms. It's amazing how you can do that.
But you're going to damage the comics that way. You have to hold them very carefully. You cannot be on the phone while you handle rare 1980s comics.
Sure you can. It's called a shoulder-ear connection. Hold
oh, that, that's right. I forgot. You're a mom. You know how to, like, hold a baby and a phone and a shopping bag.
I'm telling you, I can, like, have the dog, the cat, the kid, the dinner, and on the phone, and, you know, holding a delicate magazine all at the same time. It's amazing.
Yep, you guys are the masters of that. Let's see. One day, if I ever spawn, I guess I'll learn that magic trick.
Spawn.
Nick, you have the bird. And amazingly enough, everyone is listening to this now.
I lost my bird.
I just heard burp, as in burp, as in belch.
Bird, as in tweet,
bird.
Tweet, bird.
Oh, as in Alberto?
Alberto is missing.
Alberto.
I see him. Ow, he's underneath the tub.
You know what? These Dora logs last a lot longer than 2 hours. But they don't, like, last, like, robustly for 2 hours. It's like that last hour, they're like a candle in the middle, and they just don't go out.
You're using your fireplace right now?
Uh-huh.
Aw, I want a fireplace. You're so lucky.
It's a little fireplace. See, that's another reason why you got to come stay. I got a fireplace.
But only if Yule has meet on the 22nd, right? Come on, it's
that's, yeah, only if we meet on the 22nd, because I got finals on, like, finals are up to, like, the 17th.
Okay.
Well, I think we should really say Tony bye-byes now, because we've gone over 5 minutes.
Wow.
Oh, no. Well, you know, we could probably talk forever, so, yeah, I guess we should go. We'll catch up again next week.
Say pony bye-byes, Albie. Albie says
who?
Pony bye-byes.
Who, me?
Do we even know who she was talking to about saying pony
bye-byes? I have
bye-byes?
No freaking clue. Was she talking
I'm
to
talking
the bird?
I'm talking to the bird.
She's talking to the bird. Say bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Say bye-bye, Albie. Okay, Albie says goodbye. So do I.
Good night. Good night.
Bye.